Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and today I'm joined with Ed Stetzer, Neil Powell, and John James. We're actually going to be playing a segment from our August webinar that we did with Neil and John on collaborative church planting and citywide movements. They've written a book called Together for the City. It's a fantastic resource connected with the Redeemer City to city folk. And yeah, I mean, we talk about what happens when your vision for church planting expands from, you know, that of just your church to your entire city, and what it looks like to really, yeah, really just reach your city. So be sure to check out Plus Membership if you haven't yet done so. It's brand new, reframed, revisioned, all that at newchurches.com. But we wanted to play a quick segment of this webinar for you because we found it was so helpful. So yeah, let's listen in. Hey, welcome to today's Q&A webinar. We have Neil Powell and John James with us from over the pond, over the Atlantic Ocean in the UK. They wrote a book called Together for the City, How Collaborative Church Planting Leads to Citywide Movements. Thanks for being on with you guys.
It's very good to be with you.
Awesome. So he says across the pond now because he's moving to Canada. So it's like across the Commonwealth, new Commonwealthers. Yes. I just want to say that having just passed the month of July, that we have been set free from that Commonwealth. But you guys continue to enjoy the affinity that you have. God save the Queen.
Well, you are married to a Canadian, Ed.
I am married to a Canadian.
There is a connection here going on.
That is true. That is true. But we have actually, she's a U.S. citizen now in America. She's in America. Yeah. So, and you got to learn to pronounce these things. These guys from Birmingham. Yeah. You got to learn to pronounce America.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So I love this quote.
Okay.
We've got to ask ourselves, do we love the city enough and our kingdom mind enough to be just as excited as witnessing a revival breakout in the church meeting in the pub down the road as we would see it happen with us? First of all, we don't believe in churches meeting in pubs here in the U.S., but recognize that you're godly, godless country. Anyway, but there is a sense of otherness there. You're really excited that God could use other church plants. So how do you get there?
Well, good question. I don't know whether we have always got there as well. I think in our hearts, you know, it may tell a slightly different story. But I think, what we try and say in the book is that actually that kind of kingdom mindedness and generosity of spirit really does flow in the end out of a greater and deeper grasp of the gospel itself. And so, you know, it's as we draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's as we seek to be faithful to him, and as we kind of place our faith in him, that we will see the desperate need, the urgency of the task that we have. So, you know, the way that Jesus weeps over Jerusalem is, you know, the way that we should weep over our own cities and long for God to work in a powerful way. And I think if you've got that kind of sense of urgency, it becomes, and with it compassion, and it becomes clear that this is a task that no single church network or denomination has the kind of sole rights over. We should then be welcoming others and have a generosity of spirit towards others who are perhaps outside of our traditional tribal boundaries or whatever, and yet are doing great gospel work down the road. And so I think that sort of urgency, the compassion, a generosity towards others. And then I think the last one is really a humility, a willingness to learn from others, a willingness to invite others in and actually just be thankful for and celebrate what God is doing elsewhere. I think it's very striking in the New Testament that we are co-laborers in God's field. And that's kind of how it is. It's not that we are co-laborers with God, but we're God's co-laborers in that sense. And therefore, you know, the field is big enough for all of us to be kind of laboring in and alongside one another. So I think that's ideally, that is how you get there. I think also relationships make a big difference. Once you know people, and once you've kind of had coffee together or whatever, it becomes easier to see them as co-laborers rather than a threat or something like that.
Yeah. So I love this because initially you have to see that, right? You have to recognize that they're co-laborers. But what do you then do after you recognize them as co-laborers, right?
So I want to know why you guys just decide to leave in the middle of our interview. What's the deal? You're going to get a quick smoke. What's the deal with that?
Yeah. No, that was a book being delivered.
So you literally, don't you have like people to help? I mean, you guys are dressed so fancy. I know you've got people with the extra money you're using. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Planting Missional Churches? Was that the book?
Yeah.
No.
We've both got that already, of course.
Well played. This interview is going to make it to the air.
I will say this, your book Viral Church or Viral Churches was actually very significant in our thinking about what we were doing in Birmingham, what we were trying to achieve here in Birmingham today.
This makes me happy. Daniel was not a part of that book, just to get that out there in front of you, but he was a part of the Planting Missional Churches. But thank you. That's
great. Right there.
Back there. Yeah. Ding.
Okay.
I can't see anything behind me because I've got this halo glow.
No, that's right.
Okay. I mean, if churches are being planted to move Christians around and only planted to be move Christians around, then any church plant is a potential threat to you as a local church planter. But if the churches that are being planted are genuinely seeking to reach the lost, then we are co-laborers, we are allies in the gospel. And one of our go-to verses when we're talking about why this generosity of spirit really flows out of the gospel is, of course, Philippians 1 and verse 18, where the Apostle Paul says, "But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice." Mm-hmm. And that's one of our key verses in the book, alongside Mark 9:38 and Jesus rebuking his own disciples because they had told someone to stop the ministry of the gospel because, quotes, he was not one of us. Mm-hmm. And we love the J.C. Ra. J.C. Ra was the first bishop of Liverpool here in the UK. And he famously said in his expository thoughts on that verse, Mark 9:38, he said, "Better 1,000 times that the work be done than not be done by someone else than not be done at all." Mm-hmm. 1,000 times better the work be done by someone else than not done at all. So in a post-Christian context, I think we sense our need for one another very strongly, because the laborers are few and we need one another. So if someone's willing to move to our city and plant a church, we see that as a blessing. And we'll say, "Well, let us bless you. Let us help you in any way we can." And maybe post-Christendom has brought about a sense of a greater need for partnership and collaboration than we've needed historically.
Man, we're just getting going on that webinar. In the rest of it, Neil and John talk about their story about 2020 Birmingham and what it looks like to, here's a really practical question we talked about. Hey, a mega church is moving down in the road from you. They're moving in. What advice would you give to church planners and pastors to that context, especially when your heart is for collaboration and your heart is to reach the entire city? So be sure to check out that webinar. You can listen to it in full if you're a Plus member at newchurches.com. Just go to the show notes and you'll find a link directly to there. Yeah, I mean, this has been so good to be with you. We hope this has been helpful for you and giving you a heart and a taste for collaboration. Be sure to listen to the Dene Pierre interview that we did, the behind the scenes segment as well, because that's all about collaboration as well and about reaching your city. Well, thanks again for listening in. And if you haven't yet checked out the Ask Me Anything podcast with JD Greer and Matt Love, be sure to do that as well, because some of the recent questions that they've asked is faith a gift from God? What do you do if you find out about sexual abuse situations in your church? And what is the greatest need in the American church? So be sure to check out that podcast. And before we wrap up, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor. We'll catch you next time. You've probably heard about the movie Overcomer, but you may not know that there are a few books and Bible studies inspired by the film. One is called Define by Alex Kendrick and Stephen Kendrick, which is a book and Bible study based on insights from the book of Ephesians. You can find these books and Bible studies at lifeway.com/overcomer.